Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be joined by Dave Lapham, Cincinnati Bengals radio network color analyst, has joined us before. Adds a lot of flavor to those Bengals broadcasts. Hey, Dave, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Dave, what's up?
Morning, Taz. Moose, how you guys doing?
We're doing well, Dave. We're doing well. Let's start here. The Green injury. I know there was, some Bengal players led by Boyd that were critical of practicing in the field out there in Dayton. Do you think that played any role at all? I know the coach, Zach Taylor, said it didn't play any role, the Green injury. What was your take on how all that went down, Dave?
Yeah, the field is 14 years old, and AstroTurf field was hard. No question about that. Guys were, slipping a little bit. They bust up there, so they only had one pair of cleats, couldn't change cleats out or whatever. So there was, some issues guys had with that. But AJ's injury was, he goes airborne and, came down awkwardly. So I'm not sure if the surface would have made any difference in terms of, how he landed. That was the problem with the injury. And I mean, it was a little out and up route, that he's run, probably hundreds of thousands of times. And this time it just didn't work out. It's unbelievable, the black cloud that's hanging over this team in terms of injury. It's nuts.
Yeah, it stinks. I mean, just looking at it from afar, Dave, no, totally agree. I mean, it is nuts. The thing is, too, like with new head coach Zach, with Zach Taylor, I mean, what's the reaction, honestly? Like, is it like, are people optimistic about it, with Zach Taylor as the new HC?
Yeah, I think everybody felt like it was time for a change.
Right.
And it's going to be different. There's no doubt about that. Will it be better? That's to be determined, but it would be different. And his the offense that he's installing, I mean, he's marrying the running game to the passing game about as well as I've ever seen. It's put together extremely well. And, I think there's going to be a lot of chunk plays on first and second down. I kind of liken it to when Gary Kubiak was rolling down with the Houston Texans, I'd watch end zone tape. And, at the mesh point when the quarterback was – with the running back and the offensive lines coming off the football, I'd freeze it and say, all right, is this a run or is this a play action pass? And it was 50-50. I mean, it was pure guesswork. So that puts a lot of pressure on, the linebackers and safeties, and he's got a lot of motion and jet sweep stuff and fast motion, and then back the other way again. And, he's just trying to distract their eyes enough to cause issues. I like his scheme. It's just a matter of how many bodies he's going to have out there to execute it.
Well, and that's fair in terms of and losing a guy like A.J. Green, and having him out for the next 6 to 8 weeks with torn ligaments in that left ankle. What about the impact that you think he'll have on a talented running back like Joe Mixon?
Yeah, I mean, Joe Mixon's going to be a big key. Joe and Giovanni Bernard, I mean, this offense is going to be based on running the football. And they want to establish that running game. And Joe led the AFC in rushing last year, and we keep describing. I mean, AJ Green, he'll empty the box out. I mean, he requires a lot of attention out there. Now, when you're down a guy like that, they can put another body in that box and make it tougher for Joe Mixon. So, it is. It's like you want to have all your weapons complementing each other and kind of one hand washing the other. And now they get one hand behind their back. I mean, I'm looking at yesterday's practice at training camp. And it's amazing, when you think about it. All these number one picks, Jonah Williams, has got his arm in a sling because he had labrum surgery.
Wow.
Billy Price is out with a foot injury, number one draft pick. John Ross is down with a hamstring, number one draft pick. A.J. Green down with an ankle injury, number one draft pick. You know, all these number one draft picks, not even able to participate. They're all out there watching if they can. A.J.'s in the training room getting rehab done. It's amazing. The number of players that weren't working with the team yesterday.
Yeah, that's frustrating, Dave. And that as a former player. And you talked about how the Bengals want to kind of get, run the ball first type deal with a guy like Mixon or Bernard. Well, maybe you could break it down a little bit, that offensive line. I know you just mentioned about Price being hurt, the awesome center. Maybe you could talk a little bit more about the O-line and give us some insight what's going on there.
Yeah, well, you know, now with the injury to the number one draft pick, I mean, before he even, and he's totally frustrated. I mean, yeah. I talked to him yesterday at practice. He never missed a game in high school, college. He didn't miss practices.
Wow.
You know, now he gets drafted and he's done for the year, Jonah. So they had moved Cordy Glenn inside the guard and moving him back out to tackle. The left guard position's wide open. I mean, it's a derby over there. Best man wins. You know, Billy Price will be back at center. In his absence, Trey Hopkins is playing center. When Billy comes back, he'll play center as well as, you know, put his hat in the ring for that left guard job. John Miller, they got from the Buffalo Bills at the right guard position. He's an upgrade. I've had unsolicited comments from defensive linemen and linebackers saying, hey, man, 6-7, the guy's a beast. He's going to help us. And that's John Miller. So, you know, they like him. And then, you know, they signed Bobby Hart. They signed him to a contract extension, the right tackle.
Big right
position.
Tackle,
so,
yeah.
Yep. So they're, you know, it's how many linemen they're going to keep active on game day. Everybody has to make those kind of decisions. Depends on position versatility, how many guys can play more than one position, and they're sorting all that stuff out.
Yeah. You know, Dave, you mentioned in terms of you like Taylor and, you know, his scheme offensively. What about Taylor, the head coach? Have you been impressed with him early on taking over this franchise?
Yeah, I think that, you know, he's just turned 36 years old. And it seems to me today's athlete, they don't want a father figure necessarily. They want a big brother, you know. And Zach's kind of like the big brother. He's not a very much older than, you know, a few of the veteran players on the football team. And he's got a good message for him every day. I mean, he's all about, you know, building relationships. And, you know, he's definitely got their attention. I mean, He's got to, you know, put an accountability on him for sure. The first meeting he had, he was standing outside the meeting room looking at his clock. And, you know, if you're supposed to be there at 9 o'clock at 8:59, he's closing the door and finding you if you're not in there.
Really?
So, you know, he's got their attention. Now he's earning their trust and trying to build relationships. And he's all about that part of it. And all the players and other assistant coaches I talked to, including the guys who were on Marvin's staff, say that he does have a good message, you know, for the players every day, and he does grab their attention, and there's a lot of energy and enthusiasm, and I think it's twofold. It's, you know, he's young and exuberant and energetic and all that, and plus the coaching change. There's always like a little boost before the coaching change, right after a coaching change. But right now, it's the honeymoon period. You know, like Tyson said, everybody's got a game plan until you get hit in the mouth, you know.
Ooh. Absolutely. So, hey, Dave, is it weird, though, without Marvin, you know, Lewis being around there as the head coach? And you know, it's got to be a little strange. All the years he was there, it's got to be strange.
It is. You know, he 16 years. I mean, that's a heck of a long run. You know, it's the only guy that was at his spot longer was Bill Belichick when Marvin's tenure ended, and deservedly so for Belichick with all those Super Bowls, you know. And I think three straight losing seasons – you know, and it was, you know, 6-10, 7-9, a couple of them. You know, not you know, 2-14, 3-13. But, you know, you don't want to ever experience those kind of things. But the thing is, you know, when it's the last 3 years, it's 14, 15, and 16, instead of years maybe 2, 3, and 4 when you're, you know, starting it out. You know, he'd made his playoff run 5 years in a row, 7 playoff appearances. Unfortunately, he didn't win a playoff game. But, you know, he made that run and achieved that level of success and then slid back. And once it's 3 years in a row, Mike Brown, who's as patient as any owner in the league, determined at that point, you know, we got to go in another direction.
We're talking to Dave Lapham, Bengals Radio Network color analyst. Dave, what should the expectations, realistic expectations here? They get some guys back healthy. You know, Green, he might not be there week one against Seattle, but he gets back in relatively short order here with these torn ligaments in his left ankle. What should the expectations for the Bengals be this season?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, it's and it is. It's going to be determined by what hands are on deck. You know, it's and it's like that for you know, every coach in the NFL. If every coach wanted to, you know, finish training camp with everybody healthy, which is impossible. I mean, there's 100% injury risk to 100% of the players every snap. The Bengals are finding that out. I mean,
right.
45 minutes into their first workout. You know, they're down all these guys I was talking about, just off-season stuff and injuries with non-contact stuff. It's crazy. But, you know, I think three of their first four games are on the road. They open in Seattle, and then the fourth game they play Monday Night Football at Pittsburgh. 3 out of 4 on the road. six out of their first eight on the road. So, I mean, if they can, you know, get through that around the 500 mark, it turns the second half of the season, six out of eight at home, two out of the last four at home. So, you know, if you can hang in there for the first half of the season, you might be able to make some noise in the second half. Now, if you're buried, you know, if you're 2-6, even 3-5, you know, you got a lot of work to do at that point, halfway through the season. That's why it's so important, you know, to have guys like A.J. Green, your best offensive threat, available to you in the early stages of the season. It's tough enough going to Seattle and going to Pittsburgh and, you know, with A.J. Green. Without him, it's even more of a chore.
Dave Lapham, Bengals Radio Network color analyst. Hey, Dave, thank you for spending a couple minutes with us here on this Tuesday morning. Enjoy the rest of camp and enjoy the rest of summer until football, when it means something, is right around the corner. Thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
I hear that, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops, and neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.